How important is the very bottom of your website, the area known as your website's footer? You might think that because it's the area that follows all of your website's key content, it could be less important or meaningful to the success of your web design. Today, we want to suggest that the opposite can be true, that the footer of your website can serve as a navigational resource for your visitors, enhance user experience, build trust and credibility, and make it even more seamless for your visitors to become confidently paying clients. By carefully designing and optimizing your footer, you can improve the overall effectiveness and usability of your website. Today, we're sharing exactly what to include in your website's footer. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to episode 205 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, what to include in your website's footer. I'm your host, Kelly Zuge. You might be thinking, how important can the very last section of a website be? So to begin, here are five reasons the footer of your website is important. Number one, trust and credibility. A well-designed footer can enhance the credibility of your website and business. By including elements such as a copyright notice, privacy policy link, and social media icons, you demonstrate transparency and professionalism, which can instill trust in your brand among visitors. Number two, accessibility. The footer can play a role in improving the accessibility of your website. Including links to accessibility statements or compliance pages shows your commitment to making your website usable for all visitors. Number three, SEO. Search engines crawl and index the content of your website, including the footer. By including relevant keywords and internal links, you can improve your website's SEO performance. Number four, branding and consistency. The footer provides an additional opportunity to reinforce your brand identity and maintain consistency across your website, including your logo or a secondary logo design, brand colors, and other brand elements in the footer helps to create a cohesive user experience and reinforces brand recognition. And number five, user experience. The footer can contribute to a positive user experience by providing helpful information, such as a sitemap, newsletter signup form, or back to top button. These features make it easier for visitors to navigate your website, find relevant content, and engage with your brand. That being said, what should you include in your website's footer? Here are 10 recommendations. First, contact information. Provide your business's contact details, including your email address, phone number, and physical address if applicable. This makes it easy for visitors to reach out to you with questions or inquiries. This can improve communication and customer service, as visitors can quickly find the information they're seeking to reach out. Second, social media links. Include icons or links to your social media profiles. This allows visitors to connect with you on other platforms and stay updated on your latest news and updates. Number three, navigation links. The footer serves as a secondary navigation tool, allowing visitors to easily access important pages or sections of your website without having to scroll back to the top. By including a condensed or expanded version of your website's main navigation menu in the footer, you make it convenient for visitors to navigate to different sections of your website, especially if they've scrolled to the bottom of the page. Number four, privacy policy and terms of service. Link to your website's privacy policy, terms, and conditions. This helps to establish trust with visitors by transparently communicating about how you handle their personal information and the terms governing the use of your website. Number five, copyright notice. Display a copyright notice indicating the ownership of the website's content. This typically includes the copyright symbol, the current year, and your business name. Number six, a sitemap. Optionally, you can include a sitemap or a site index in the footer to provide visitors with a hierarchical overview of your website's structure. This can be particularly helpful for larger websites with many pages. Number 7, newsletter sign up. If you have an email newsletter, consider including a sign up form or an opt-in form in the footer. This encourages visitors to subscribe to your newsletter and stay informed about your latest updates, promotions, and announcements. Number 8, accessibility and compliance information. If applicable, include links to accessibility statements or compliance pages to demonstrate your commitment to making your website accessible to all. Number 9, a back to top button. Include a back to top button or an arrow icon that allows visitors to quickly return to the top of the page with a single click. This enhances user experience, especially on long scrolling pages. And number 10, additional information. Depending on your website and business, you may also include additional information like awards, certifications, customer testimonials, partner logos, or a brief overview of your business. We hope this week's episode equips you to approach and design your website's footer with intention. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.